Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mielabit, Devin Goodman, The Tempered Steel of Loss, Chase Curtin, Andy Plain, Summer Brown, Carpark Grackle, Jonathan Scow Ronek, Erin, Harrison Minix. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and GM, Lydia Nicholas. And with me today, I have
Helen Gould,
Alex Neil,
Bryn Monroe.
Yes, and we are still playing the Broken World Kill 6 Billion Demons system, and these guys are still playing their terrible characters, which, if you could shortly describe or introduce.
I'm the executioner, I kill things.
Yeah. Do you, though? Have you killed a single thing?
I killed a dog.
Mostly your own team.
Yeah,
you sending them on suicide trips.
You've been so you are a boss. You have a gang whose lives you spend like pennies.
That's what it means to be a manager.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Yeah, said our manager, Alex. What are you playing?
Well, I'm playing Illithankirian Deleterious Indicantorius.
Or Billy for short.
Yeah, that's how long.
Let people know where the bee comes from.
I am an extremely haggard,
yep,
but somehow absolutely ripped,
yep,
individual who is a blue devil, blue hair, blue eyes,
and blue skin.
Well, yeah, that's a given. And mostly, this session's actually going exactly the way that my character
right.
thinks it would.
Yep.
It is involved sewers, evil chicken poo,
yep,
trolls, like mess,
yep,
random fights. Like, as far as I'm concerned, this is, yep, actually going very according to, yep, plan.
And your character gets more powerful the drunker he gets, and yet we keep smashing every booze bottle that you come near.
You were very specifically told me that my clothes were drenched. I'm waiting till an opportune moment, then I'm going to level up by squeezing my clothes into my mouth.
I mean, the fumes will be getting you drunk.
Yeah.
In the meantime, right,
that's,
as well.
That's sort of like keeping, yeah, my buzz.
Yeah. But, keep it, right, and Bryn?
My character is Jared. He has a full demon name, but it won't be said out loud.
Yep.
The surprisingly competent red devil and magic user. Yep. He's had to reverse time twice to make up for the terrible
so
mistakes
incompetent
of his colleagues. He also single-handedly defeated quite a scary troll.
Yeah.
He did every level of damage.
Yeah.
With meteors,
yep,
and a cursed red mist.
Yep.
Frankly,
yep,
I'm the only one worth paying.
I mean, did he insult any guard hard enough that all of their clothes fell off?
That was quite cool.
You did manage that. Yes, and we should celebrate Helen's success in sending out one of her gang
spod
members.
After spod.
Swinging snakes.
You know what? We don't actually have a name for this mission. I propose Operation Meat Shield.
Yeah. I should say...
That's what a gang is for.
This system was not built and designed to create a farce.
You know what? It's funny how often I hear that. It's a very specific sentence.
But yeah. that,
But that is what has happened, and I'm rolling with it. That's grand. So you are in the middle of a beautiful palace garden, within the high walls of this as yet unnamed palace. On the one side, you can see the servants' quarters, which take up a whole kind of side of wall. And on the other side are slightly fancier quarters, perhaps. You might guess the royal family's quarters.
We've been pointed towards the throne room
in
previously
the centre,
by a servant we took captive and mildly tortured.
You mildly tortured. I just punched him a lot.
In front of you, at say 12 o'clock, is a beautiful ornate dome over kind of which you must go up lots of steps to get to. It is exquisite and has lots and lots of statues and filigree of all sorts of species of creature, all of whom have veils over their mouths and are covering their eyes so as not to see over the high walls. It seems rather insular.
Understatement!
There are big doors at the top of the steps, but one of the things about going up the main steps might be that you are visible from literally everywhere.
Again, it'd be really useful to find a back entrance, really.
I can't send one of my gang members because I can't lose any more.
Yeah, and also you're on a really low boss level.
Like, go do this thing.
You are a mechanically bad leader right now.
I mean, last
right
time
now.
I attempted to summon a shade, it didn't go well, but I could try again.
I can
again.
Do it myself. Mm. How about me and my entire gang go?
Search a back entrance to the throne room.
Yeah, because we can all look in different places.
Very well.
Yes, we'll go and do that. Okay, so what am I rolling for this?
Maybe an overcome, and we've established that reflex is the sneak.
Is Although, this sneak or is this investigation?
This is investigation, so I would say mind.
Oh, plus one mind.
Yeah. You're clever. You think up lots of ways to get your gang in trouble. Yeah.
It's just mostly about inventive murdering.
Yep.
Okay. Hmm. See how we do. And I think I've succeeded once. That's a 6.
Okay!
Oh, but hang on.
Oh, do you add anything?
I'm waiting for it to be a minus somehow.
No.
That's
no,
the sound
no.
of Helen trying not to fail.
Okay. Yeah. You.
She sounds so sad.
I'm literally running out of ways to tell you you fail.
Yeah, just it gets hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Just
yeah.
say it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your gang do not find any entrances. What they do manage to do is attract the attention of a very flustered and extraordinarily beautifully decorated old woman who has not just a thing across her mouth, but also like blinders. It's actually quite difficult to get her attention.
Has a sort of Handmaid's Tale vibe.
But you manage it. No, like little beautifully ornate blinkers okay. on either side and an extraordinarily elaborate sort of headdress and whatever. But she sees one of your gang trip over one of the other members of the gang.
Trip her!
And just go...
I'm decided I'm just going to keep naming Tripper until you accept them
and
as your gang.
And comes over and slams the offending guard with a very pretty mace for 1 damage, unless you want to dodge.
I feel like we would dodge, because we're good at combat.
Roll for reflex.
Okay. Ooh, that's -1. That'll help. That's a 7.
Yay, you succeed. Okay, so your gang member takes a bonk to the head, but ooh. I'm not going to give you mechanical damage. She gestures and seems to be making extraordinarily elaborate kind of gestures with the pretty mace. And sort of, like, without any actual words, and then bonks him on the head and walks off.
A non-mechanical bonking.
You've attracted attention, but it seems that this incredibly elaborately dressed person thinks that these incompetent servants have been adequately chastised.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt again to summon a shade.
Okay. It is getting darker, by the way. Yeah. It is good.
It's a good time for summoning the spirits of the dead, I reckon.
Getting to night time. It's not particularly well lit in the garden.
I fail again.
You fail.
I've done everything well except summoning shades. That's the thing I'm terrible at.
Everyone has a weakness.
You managed to summon.
My art rides catastrophically. It fails. In addition to other consequences, I deal 1 damage to an ally in range from the backlash. Ooh. Not myself this time, because I've already taken one. If I take another, I think I die.
I noticed that so you look straight at me.
So your wounds, you have 3 wounds, but you also have stamina. So you first take damage to your stamina.
Oh, okay, so I can take quite a lot of damage, actually. Yeah. Oh, I'll take it myself then.
Really? I mean, Alex is right there.
I mean, everyone did look at me.
All right, yeah, Alex takes the damage then.
Okay, so,
The shade summoning goes wrong, and once again I summon an angry and unfettered shade rather than the nice, helpful one I was aiming for. And this time, rather than striking me in the face, it flies...
Oddly, you
Billy.
Seem to have managed to get someone that maybe comes from the same ancestral stock as the person that whacked one of your gang members with a mace. They turn up and similarly have a mace and a mask and come over and just start wailing on Alex's character.
Oh, mechanical
with
bonking.
With mechanical bonking.
It is armour-piercing damage.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Because it's mystical.
Thunk, thunk, thunk.
Armored drags, I'll have
really?
You know.
They've caked onto his body layers of filth.
Think of it like a lacquer.
Yeah. Oh. Padding of filth. Oh, it's such a beautiful comic, and I'm making it so terrible. Anyway, you get bonked on the head a lot with this beautiful gold figurine
ghost. Mechanically, how much bonking occurs?
One
bonking.
Just one.
So just like a quick bonk.
A one bonk. And one bonk later, and they're not trying to say something, but they are frustrated.
You
get a lot of, but no words.
They're satisfied with the bonk.
Let's bonks you again, and if you annoy me, Alex, he will bonk you again. Right? Gonna shut up and not insult the ghost, or do you want to try insulting the ghost and see if the ghost attacks you more?
Humiliate the ghost.
Presumably the ghost disappears, or is it just fighting me now?
It's kind of up to the GM.
Yeah. Are you going to insult him, or is it going to get to vanish in peace?
Let it vanish in peace.
Okay, aww. It vanishes in peace.
Yeah, you better run.
Comes back.
Yes, he's bonking you on the head again. Another armor-piercing damage.
Yeah, that was definitely a...
was deserved.
Well, if dread spirits of the dead won't help me, I suppose I'll have to look myself.
It's dark, so, you know, it is potentially...
I'm going to roll an overcome with mind to actually just try and find a back entrance myself.
Oh, enough of your plans! I'm just going up the front entrance.
Yep. It is dark enough that I will say that no one comes after you. You get to the enormous gates, that's the word. I can do this. They are a beautiful mix of gold and precious gems.
Name them
paints.
All.
Shiny, jeweled, glistening. Anyway, the wealth of a thousand plundered worlds jammed onto a door. Yep. Very clever blacksmiths have done some nice stuff with soft metals. Inside the giant things, there is, of course, a smaller inset door, which does have a special word, but I've forgotten it. Are you going to try and open the big doors?
I still think it's Sallyport. I haven't looked it up in the last...
I think it is!
In the last, like... 3 months. I still
you're
going to
open
the gates.
Okay, so there's a Sally port, right?
Hello,
so
Sally. Would you open the door for me, please?
Are you going to try the door? Listen to the door? Attempt the door?
I'm just going to grab and try and open the door. There's far too much.
It does.
Faff going
it
on.
It does
here.
Appear to be locked. But
I'm out of plans. That was my gambit, guys.
I'm going to try and bash the door down.
Okay.
Whoa. How about we try something a little more subtle first?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, magic man.
Well, I'm going to try and pick the lock.
Yep, sure. That's an overcome roll with mind, I think.
Yeah, so I was going to start looking for a hidden door, but once he just wanders up to the front door and doesn't, nothing bad happens, I'll just go with it.
It is nighttime now.
Yeah, so I'll wander up and I'll try and pick the lock.
In fact, I realise that this is absolutely not correct considering the game, that the sun in Throne is dead and therefore doesn't move. Things are always either in shadow or light.
But I mean, I'm pretty certain a very large airship happens to fly overhead at the exact moment.
Yeah, like right now, a massive
just
airship.
Just enormous.
Just at the point where you were running up. So you are now in front of the thing, but there's a blimp up there. Just a massive blimp.
Some people.
On its way to spires.
I rolled 9, so I am successful, but the GM might choose to introduce an additional complication trade-off or misfortune.
The blimp crashes.
The blimp... Thanks, Alex. The blimp continues to pass away, and the door opens, but it opens very loudly. Will you try and pile through quickly before the lights?
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to try.
Yeah.
I feel like if I made you roll for not tripping all over each other's legs...
Tripper!
I mean, I'm at the front, so I'm going in first.
You would do that. But I'm going to allow you in the door, because if I had any like complication.
You will mess it up.
Because that's where the traps are, in the door.
Anyway, you get in and there has been a slam. A slamming sound as the thing goes open. This enormous and dark, cavernous hall. You can see from the light that comes in from the door, which just opened, as I remind you, very loudly, that this is a beautiful marble floor, which is very loud to walk on. And around the edge of the rim of the room, you see many hundreds of statues, all laid out. They seem perhaps to be mausoleums of some kind, but they are rammed in. They are all in these filigreed masks.
This place is creepy.
Yeah, we should definitely defile this place as quickly as we can.
They go off into the darkness, and I suppose you'd better start maybe exploring.
Yeah, I begin defiling statues as quickly as I can, like getting muck off me,
to find the
putting like
door,
mustaches
Billy.
On them.
Now the weird thing is that a lot of them seem to have, you know, that thing of we've all seen them because we live in Europe, which is just full of castles and cathedrals.
It's true. Can't move.
Just can't move. Chocker. People laid out, and they would sometimes have like things with their hands where they'd be holding onto objects. But a lot of these, they seem to be empty. Like it's almost like a suit of armour that's had its weapons taken away, or like the gold filigree on either side has been like maybe scraped off. It's rather strange.
So maybe three fake moustaches in. It's like, this is weird.
Given that we made a sound when coming through the door, can I attempt to lock the door behind us again?
Oh, sure, if you want to. Yep.
Is that a roll or does that just happen?
Sure, if you want to just lock it, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you picked it, so you may as well pick it.
I'm just going to lock it behind us. So if anyone from outside heard the noise and comes to investigate, they're just going to find a locked door.
As you around, there's quite a lot of noise that you're making, and you hear a fluttering in the ceiling.
Okay.
Trap door, Billy. Stop playing with the statues.
Playing.
I'm going to...
Me and the gang are going to look for trap doors.
Flutter, flutter, flutter.
I'm going to head towards what I think is the throne.
Okay. Is it the drop chickens from before?
Oh no, that's that temporal effect.
You know what? I'm going to say that some chickens have found their way in here, but they are not what's attacking you.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, maybe the leg ripped off a chicken flumps onto the ground.
Oh dear.
And a bird attacks Billy.
How big of a bird is it?
It is a big bird.
Oh no!
And unless
quick, can you tell me how to get to
unless you dodge, unless you dodge, it is going to do a lot of damage to you with its claws.
Two things: one, I have no idea how to dodge.
You just roll body thing.
Yeah,
I don't
dodge.
Care. It's coming on you from above, and I'm just going to say you roll to see if that succeeds.
Okay, body.
So now I regret. Do body.
No, oh, he's rolled well.
13.
Okay.
Nice.
It lands next to you, so doesn't do all that damage, but it does scream in your face, and that does one armor-piercing damage.
Nice.
So when I run out of stamina, do I just keel?
It goes. Wounds as well.
Then you go onto your wounds. There is a complicated system of, like, when you get hurt enough to get injuries, but I don't care. because this is a short game and that
one
is,
of us needs to die.
It's just that it's designed for longer running campaigns where you will sustain interesting injuries, and none of your characters deserve that. Okay,
it's true.
They're just terrible. Anyway, yeah, one armor piercing damage and you are now deaf. Right,
I'm gonna
I'm
ignoring the bird.
Yeah.
I'm gonna continue looking for a trap door.
Another bird attacks you. What? Dodge.
It's all your fault, Billy.
Oh!
Yep. I actually didn't do that badly.
Okay.
What am I using?
I just body. Let's say body.
Body. That's an 11.
Oh, cool. So you don't get hurt in this.
My entire gang leaps in concert.
Like. Maybe the bird is confused about the fact there are so many things to attack.
Yeah.
Rather than screaming at any particular one in a focused, piercing screech kind of a way, it instead just squawks. It's about as tall as a person. Yeah, as tall as you are, with big raggedy wings. It says, and hops towards you. It's going to attack you next turn unless you attack it first.
Jared, I can't hear! I can't hear!
Wait, bird attacks you. Are you going to attack the bird? Yep.
I mean...
Anyone? Quickly.
I mean, I'm attacking my
You're
bird.
Going to attack your bird. Okay, cool.
Okay.
His mouth is full of chicken.
It should be happy. I'm always happy when my mother's full of chicken.
Fair.
Okay. That is 9.
Oh, wow! Ooh.
Plus 1 damage for being a gang.
You are a gang, yes. You swarm the
Yes! Big bird for dinner.
Yeah.
Big bird barbecue. Big bird bones and... I don't know.
Do they kill the bird or does it survive?
No, it hops. No. It hops off into the sky. Heavy flying.
What are you doing to your bird?
Yeah, because it will hurt you if you don't.
I'm going to punch my bird.
Okay. Remember that impossible weapons are a possibility here.
I'm going to pick up a person / statue and hit the bird with it.
Okay, there's a small statue nearby. It is made...
I pick up the biggest statue I can find.
Okay, you pick up a big statue. massive statue. Okay. And so you're swinging a statue at a bird.
Yes.
Okay, in a beautiful throne room. The ceiling where you ate, would you be able to see it if you lit anything? It depicts a beautiful landscape of a world that long since fell into a sun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm yelling, die, bird, die, yeah. Whilst hitting it with a statue. 11.
Oh, you hit the bird. And also, so you, when you use... Do you get the messy tag with impossible weapons?
No, I didn't take that advanced thing.
Okay.
So I can use impossible weapons, but I'm not getting
it. It wouldn't have mattered anyway, because the thing with that messy just means that you do attack as if you were a group, but you can miss more. But yeah. It's on the ground, with its claws raking the air above it, but it is not dead yet.
Let me know when an appropriate amount of time has happened, and then I'll statue it again.
So I haven't been directly attacked by one of these birds yet. Yeah. I'm sort of sheltering the edge of the room in the shadows.
They are horrible birds.
I'm actually a bit scared. I would like to roll acuity and use my mental quickness and prowess to get a sense of what's going on, assess their weaknesses, what their tactics are.
You're
going to
try
and gain advantage
and outthink a murder chicken.
Yeah.
Classic red, lingering at the rim.
Why don't you hit your bird some more?
I rolled a 9, so I hold 1, and I may spend that to reduce a single source of damage, or increase a single source of damage by 1 if I apply the knowledge. So what knowledge do I gain?
You notice a shadow moving at the very back of the throne.
Is that related to the birds?
Are me and the gang still being attacked by a bird?
Yes. It's still alive. It is in the air. It may plunge down at any moment.
We're gonna... Oh, no. I don't think we have... We don't have ranged weapons.
I do. I got a room full of them.
Could you quickly get into formation?
Totem pole.
Come on, ladies. Do you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to make a little assassin pyramid.
I think you should cut out my suggestion and go straight to this. Yes, assassin pyramid. Here we go. Okay.
And it's called Reach Heaven Through Violence.
Woo!
Okay.
Just defiling everything here with puns. Cool. Got it.
Yes.
Right. So you are... How high is this?
Well, there's only 12 of us.
So, right.
So...
Is pyramid formation? Is it...
If it's pyramid formation, that means we are
not
like...
Not 4.
Three.
No, you can... they can make a triangle. You can have 4, 3, 2, 1. That's 10 people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're like 4 levels up.
Yes, and then I'm going to like climb on the top of them and jump on the top person and then like try and slash at the bird.
Okay, I would say that is definitely a foolhardy or spectacular move.
I agree.
In your cheerleading pose.
Wait, which one's that again?
Which means that if it's spectacular, that means that you can push it.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And therefore bet and get a power dice.
I'm going to push it real good.
Succeed, please, because this is amazing.
Push it real good.
Let's see. So you get a 7.
Yeah. I get
okay, that's so a success.
7.
You tell me how you attack the bird. You're gonna hit the bird.
Okay.
But spoiler, you will also hit the ground.
That's fine.
Because you barely made it, and there are consequences.
Okay. So I kind of went, and my gang expertly formed a little human pyramid. Then, from a distance, I did a little run up, and like onto the first, onto the second, onto the third, and then finally onto the person on the top, who is the spider, because they're the lightest one. And I get up on the top and I get my sword and I aim it at the bird's head so I can execute it.
Of course.
And I figure I hit it, but maybe don't get its head entirely off. And then I overbalance, obviously.
You do no, you jump, you manage to chop the bird's head off.
Way!
The bird's head spins off into the darkness around the back of the building, but you slam into the ground. You take one damage. At that point, as you slam into the ground and the decapitated head of a murder chicken, or a tarry bird, as they would be more properly called, spins off into the darkness.
Lovely.
And we await to see the consequences of your actions. It may be time to take a break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello everyone, Mike here from Rusty Quill, or as some of you may know me, the voice of Tim from the Magnus Archives. I'm just taking a moment to invite you to join me and Rusty Quill on another 12-hour holiday gaming livestream in aid of Mind, the mental health charity. We'll be streaming video games and board games live via Twitch.tv, and this year we'll be doing it in front of a live studio audience. That's right, for one day only you can come and join us in person for the chaos. We're recording at the Theatre Deli's old library space in London on December 8th, 2018, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. GMT, and tickets are available right now. So if you want to come and meet the Rusty Quill team and see all the exclusive off-camera goodness, be sure to visit rustyquill.ticketbud.com/RQGG18 and grab yourself a ticket. All proceeds go to charity, but don't hang around because there is limited availability. And for everyone who isn't able to make it in person, don't fret. You can still join us digitally. Just jump in online at www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill on December 8th, 2018, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. GMT, and we'll be there playing games and encouraging you to donate money to this worthy cause. That's all for now. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, or get the latest updates via our Twitter, @TheRustyQuill, or on Facebook, at facebook.com/TheRustyQuill.
Welcome back. So this head, feathers, spirals off into the distance, splattering blood everywhere, and you hear a plaintive scream. No! Sorry, editors. No!
Is it from the shadowy figure I spotted earlier?
Who's that?
Oh, I can't hear this. I'm still deaf.
Oh, die!
Squawking!
Die!
Why?
Die!
What are they telling you now?
Die, murder chicken! Die!
I mean, there is still a bird attacking you. And this continues.
Is the plaintive cry from the shadowy figure
yes.
I saw earlier?
Eat statue! Eat it! Eat it!
Right, so you're slamming that bird again with the
yep.
statue.
Yep.
So, roll.
I'm going to push.
You're going to push?
If I can.
I mean, it's not particularly...
What if I use two statues?
It is quite, I suppose, a spectacular sight to be hammering a carrion bird as big as a human with its claws windmilling into the air with the statue of a dead ancestor member. So, yes, push it. Push it real good.
10.
Hey!
I mean,
you kill that bird. It is a mass. The thing is that you are already such a mass of, like, body and feathers.
We established you have.
You are already that. So it is actually now quite hard to disentangle you from the... But as you smash, pull statues...
Eat ancestor bird!
The shadowy figure, you've heard... So like, as you look up, perhaps, deafened as you are, you didn't notice, you look up and you see a gawky teenage boy, incredibly scrawny, and sad looking, holding the head, the hideous head covered in teeth in every angle of a bird, watching you, being like, "That's my dad."
What?
Can I make
you
out the words?
I think at this point, it's a statue of my dad. Were you stupid?
Who are you, and what are you doing here?
Don't talk to me. You're not supposed to talk to me. You started it.
Who's the child?
Squawky.
All right, I'm going to march over to this kid. How far away is he from me?
Up at the top of the sort of throne chamber where Alex's character was. So
right, I'm going to swarm up the stairs.
Yep.
We're not part of your kingdom, your religion. We don't obey your rules. You better start talking before we do to you what we just did to these birds.
I'm going to grab this child by the scruff of its neck.
Oh, you can't do that to me.
I shake the child.
Did I not just explain the situation, child?
You're not supposed to do this. He looks very confused.
I threaten the child with one of its ancestors.
No, that's my uncle.
Don't make me uncle you.
Who are you?
I'm supposed to be the king soon.
You're being coronated.
Who's the kid?
Apparently this is the new king.
What?
I'm mine to
good.
You.
Thank you.
That's the king!
Crown tomorrow.
All right.
It's a very complicated mime that hasn't really get across in an audio
I
medium.
Mime, where's the throne?
You can still say things.
All right, yeah.
Is I mean the
throne's
room,
obvious.
The throne room is pretty defiled. is just
okay.
But no, this you. What do you mean you don't? Everyone follows my orders. I'm the most
We're
powerful.
We're outsiders.
No.
I'm going to use bend will to intimidate a young.
I mean, you can try. I don't know how you'd make him more intimidated, but okay.
Shaking it.
I'm still looking for the trapdoor.
Sure. Well, I want to intimidate him so I can be like, take us to the vault with the jewels in it. Okay. Let's see how this goes.
See, normally I don't enjoy playing evil characters, but just playing horrible but not necessarily evil, I quite like.
No, I do not impress the child.
So you are surrounding a baffled child having murdered his pets and
your
yet still
is not convinced.
Still is not scared. No, okay. Right, so he gathers a bit of strength. You should listen to me. I am the most important person in the world. And now my dad's gone. I'm going to soon be crowned and then I will be the boss of everyone, even my mum. And it's going to be fine.
Can I find a trapdoor?
I will own everything in the world.
I'm just ignoring this kid.
It would be quite hard to search in the darkness.
I am going to insult the child.
Oh. Yes!
However, I feel I should roll before I see how,
yes, absolutely,
how I insult the child, yep, if that's okay.
Yep.
I'm not going to push this. I'm just going to...
Yep.
Just going to roll as
just
it.
Just a small human child.
Yep. Ooh. Six. This child... Resilient ass.
Just, you know, it's the royal breeding, which is, in this situation, really inbreeding.
I'll be all like, oh, you're small, and...
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to say weak.
No, I'm not. I carry the power of the blood of my ancestors.
I have no idea what it's saying.
Ancient, it is ancient.
Are there, like, torches in the room?
No.
I'm trying to find or create a light source.
Did you already... what, do you have any...
I have a sack of stuff for casting torchery, which says it's full of oils, fats, and other reagents, so I can probably create fire.
Create
somehow.
Like,
what are you trying to do?
Just, I say...
Want some light in here.
Burn my clothes!
You can cast the equivalent of dancing lights, I'm going to say, it, cool, as a zero. That it just, yeah, you just...
Like, I create light and continue looking for a trapdoor.
I don't understand. What do you mean outsiders? What's that?
Show us where the... In fact, I'm going to try and intimidate him again.
Okay, but...
Broken on further attempts.
Yeah. So ooh, that's... That you mean? Roll three dice and you take the two lowest ones.
Oh, for the... Right.
Kid.
I'm just going to...
I am the
our
ruler.
Our greatest foe.
I am the ruler of the entire world. It's just a very small world. yeah.
Wow.
Did you lose badly?
I got a 2, a 1 and a 6.
Okay, so that's a 3. This kid is just like...
The more we harangue him, the more he grows into his own authority.
It's almost like I've been brought up in a very complicated and stressful environment of palace elders, and I can hold my own in an insult battle.
Well, I go up to the actual throne.
Just offer the kid a drink.
And begin smearing myself on the throne.
No!
In the vain hopes of maybe finding a trapdoor in the
stop
throne. Just
doing that!
Smear, why wiggle, shaking myself like
just,
a dog.
I'll set my birds on you. Oh.
Can I roll an investigation to find this trapdoor?
Oh. Shouldn't be this hard.
Now that I've got some light, I roll a 9.
You find the trapdoor.
Defeat!
Now you understand what GMing is.
Yes. Yes, I do. It's like you have all these mechanics for asking people for information.
Oh, you made me deaf!
They tried. They tried and consistently failed.
I'm deaf! I couldn't hear it if I got it!
You have all these things for like betting things on drinking competitions. But it's just right, okay.
Do you know what? One time when I was GMing, my players locked a very important NPC in a church and left him there.
I just left him, right, okay. You get away from that! He says, as you're walking past something that you hadn't noticed was a trapdoor.
Awesome.
And then you notice the trapdoor.
I try and open the trapdoor.
You can't open the trapdoor.
I've got the key! I'm going to
grab the key off him.
I'm taking the key. Do I need to roll something
for
it?
Yes, you do.
What shall I roll?
Just a body, I think. You're melee attacking him.
Yeah. Why would he say I've got the key?
Well, because he's in charge.
Silly boy. So that is 9.
Oh, you actually managed that. Oh,
yeah.
You yank it away from him.
I took a key from a child.
You managed to take candy from the baby, thank goodness.
I don't understand why you're not supposed to be crowned tomorrow.
Oh, shut up. Isn't it past your bedtime?
No, I'm in charge of bedtime. Time doesn't really work like that here.
Okay, I throw the key to you.
I unlock the trapdoor.
Oh, how's that supposed to happen?
And then open the trapdoor.
But I want to come too.
No, you're far too annoying.
We should.
It's taking every ounce of restraint
we
not
should
to
take
just
the
murder you.
We should take the kid as a hostage.
What? No!
Let's take him so he doesn't tell anyone else.
Where are you going to take me? Is it exciting?
I hope so. Come on.
The thing I set alight earlier to use as a light source.
Yep.
I'm going to shove it down the trapdoor.
Okay. It is a big, empty room.
Completely empty?
Ooh, maybe you'd have to go down to check.
Is there at least a ladder or something
down? Okay, there's a rope ladder. Sure.
Cool. I will start climbing down the rope ladder.
Yeah, sure, do that.
Yes.
all 11 of us also begin climbing down the...
Right. One at a time. It's not very sturdy.
It's just 11 people.
Yeah.
We take your advice.
I'm not going to make you roll for climbing down a rope ladder because you would die.
It's true.
Just like accidentally hang ourselves.
Yeah, it's just...
Accidentally. I think Strangler's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Strangler is number one on my list of people.
Strangler knows how to work rope. Let's be honest. Right. The king looks down, you're like, they took it all.
Who took it?
There used to be loads of gold, I was told, but it's just always been a little bit less every time I check. You may recall your employer telling you that...
They've been nicking everything for years.
He said, I don't really know where it goes, seeing as I'm the ruler of the whole world.
Ask him where the jewel thing is.
Where's the jewel?
What jewel?
I'm looking around the room for the jewel. The Black Flame earlier told me that the jewel was here, and it is bound to answer truthfully to my questions.
I've got a horrible sinking feeling.
Hello!
Yeah. How metaphorical do you reckon people get when they refer to jewels?
Hi!
Oh, no.
Hello!
Right, you're coming with us.
What?
You're the jewel.
Hello!
No, we were told there would be a jewel and we would find it and it would be obvious once we've seen it.
I mean...
I think it's a metaphorical jewel.
Hello!
Why would it be a metaphorical jewel? There must be a jewel around here somewhere.
I go down to the kid and start shaking him. Where's the jewel?
What?
I'm searching...
You're looking for something really precious.
Like, where's your crown? Where's your crown?
Oh, my crown. It takes it from an obscure shelf. It's just a very... Like, everything's been nicked from it. It's a scaffold of a metal thing and puts it on his head. Oh, I shouldn't do this.
What's
yet.
He saying?
you are no longer deaf. It actually says mechanically it should be for an hour, but I am bored.
Pro tip for all you players out there. Yeah. Got a status that you want to get rid of? Be so annoying with it. Okay.
Is there anything left in the vault at all? I'm still searching the vault.
There's nothing left.
I reckon take the kid, take the crown, and then job done.
Yeah.
Where are you going to take me? It sounds very exciting.
I don't think the mistress will be pleased.
Oh, no.
I think maybe the child is the jewel in the crown of the palace or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure she wanted an actual jewel.
My mum says I'm lovely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Listen, right, it's not...
Don't have any powers or anything, though. Might do one day, I don't know.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like we've won.
Yep.
We just hand over the kid. Yep. Hostages are worth loads of money.
Yep,
we can't find the actual
jewel. Don't have any money to pay for anything.
I mean, you've got this big fancy house.
It is very fancy.
I'm going to try... One more time.
To summon the shade.
If the shade kills the kid. I'm going to be so annoyed at you.
I've still got a power. I'm going to make this empowered. I'm going to summon the shade. I'm glad to summon a specific person.
Oh, right,
if I know who it is.
Yep.
I want to summon this kid's dad.
Okay.
As a shade.
Yep.
In the throne room.
Okay.
I still think it's a metaphor.
I roll huge. I roll 10 plus my mind.
Ooh.
Nice.
Dad, I missed you so much!
You, king.
Tries to give his son a hug. I miss you too.
Precious jewel that this physical, actual, precious stone form of jewel that this kingdom owns? It's bound to answer me one question truthfully.
That was so specifically worded.
It was very good, Bryn.
Oh, you mean my precious boy.
I told you, it's a metaphor.
Sorry, that was the wrong word.
You mean my precious boy.
It's a metaphor, innit?
Everything is gone and ruined.
Great.
Oh, well, back to your eternal slumber.
Oh, wait, no.
Farewell.
Too bad.
Oh, what was it? No. What?
I used Dread Sorcery successfully. I would also like to use my special devil bonus to commune with the Black Flame.
Oh, again?
And again. And just be like, was this a metaphor all along? To the Black Flame.
Yep.
Metaphors don't pay well, guys.
What does the spooky Black Flame say?
Spooky flame. Yeah, it was a freaking metaphor. Oh, no. You know what?
The guards are waiting outside for you to deliver a jewel. Aren't you guys screwed?
Yes, and I'm very angry about it. Mm. Thank you for nothing.
Guys, guys, listen. This has been fun. I think we should just leave. This is a bit of a rinse. We take the kid, take what's left of the crown, like, job done, and we just leave, right? But the place is surrounded, right?
Guards!
Yeah, okay, great.
Guards!
I mean, we're literally in the vault, and there's no one in the throne room or near the throne room because they all think it's holy, so they won't hear you shout.
I mean, I come in here to be away from everyone because it's the only place I'm allowed. You know, only the true inheritors of the blood.
Guys, wait.
There's a
plan.
There's a long and complex.
I tear off some of my rag and shove it in the kid's mouth.
No, it's a ritual.
The plan worked.
Right. I think we may as well give him back.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's give him to Alablithiquim. Alablithiquim.
Ablithiquim.
Ablithiquim.
Sure, why not? How exactly are we going to leave this kingdom?
Well, okay, I got a plan. I got a big plan. I try and head back to the throne room. Am I able to?
Yeah, back up the rope ladder.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's 1,000 guards waiting for me with spear tips.
He was not able to. The guards could not hear him.
I prepare to use my phenomenal cosmic power. Are you ready?
All right.
So. When you're in trouble, or you just need some additional help, you can spend a power die, which I got by clubbing a bird to death using an ancestor.
You did.
And you will always get help from the local beggars' guild.
Right.
Gets better.
Yep.
The GM will decide what this help takes, but it will always show up. Open brackets. No matter how impossible the situation. Close brackets. Be genuinely helpful. No matter the situation. Be slightly dirty.
Filthy.
And annoy someone powerful. Whether right away or eventually. I am using my empowerment to summon the Beggars Guild to get us out of this situation.
Great.
I have no idea how that works.
Okay, roll for it.
I think it's just a thing
you
I
just
can
spend. Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I'm going to pass this to you to check.
Yeah, this,
because
this
it seems broken.
Sounds plausible.
This is the only reason I wanted to push, was to summon the Beggars Guild, no matter how impossible.
This is great. And it'll annoy someone powerful, because the scene is powerful.
Because the throne room's full of beggars.
Yep, absolutely. No, that is absolutely what it means.
I wasn't going to do it, but it's the phrasing. No matter how impossible the situation.
I sort of expected this would come up.
You gave him this character.
I did. I played to all of your strengths. Or I thought that, except that you've just been killing all of your
strengths.
I thought that they might be like a nice band. There'd be some hugs. There'd be friendliness. No. You just spent them like pennies.
Well, here's the thing, right? I'm very
like
good
fleshy
at
pennies.
If these other two were parts of my gang, it would be very nice. But I am having to play all the gang members myself, and it's hard to do interaction.
You say that, but you know, my first one-shot thing, I played 3 different characters,
it's
all
true.
Of whom hated each other.
Exactly.
Yep. Curses. Okay. Well, you role play how you summon the Beggars Guild.
I got nothing. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So, I go back into the throne room.
Yep.
All right. And
everyone's back in the throne room.
Yeah.
So, I pull out the first of my weird bottles.
Yep.
Taste it. Neck it. Wasn't the one I was looking for. Pull out the second one. Taste it. Whoa. Give that one to the child. Pull out the third bottle. Smell it. Oh, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I go sort of stand up, climb up onto the throne, sort of straddle it. All right. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
I shatter it on the throne. What proceeds to happen is a huge and noxious cloud begins billowing from the bottle.
I would expect nothing less.
Bright fluorescent green. And it just begins pluming up towards the rafters, higher and higher. And far, far more gas is fitting in this bottle than could possibly have actually fit in it.
While you've got a rag in the kid's throat, he is definitely saying, defilement! Defilement!
And then it just keeps pluming upwards and pluming upwards. And the signal is sent. How long it takes, I don't know. Beggars don't tend to be choosers, so.
Oddly, while the
kind
smoke
of beggars
is
belief, though, doesn't it?
I know, right?
Oh, no.
He's so happy!
Everyone going, oh, no. That's the reaction I want from it.
you suddenly start to notice a weird smell from one of the corners as a grumpy miscreant stumbles just out of a dark, as if he'd been there all along. It seems to happen from the shadows between some of the other statues as well. The kid is shocked. This is not supposed to happen.
All right.
All of them in the exact same.
All right. Oh, there's loads.
Yeah, there's loads.
Have they all been hiding behind the statues?
No matter how impossible.
All right.
Are you going to ask the beggars to help in any particular way?
We need to get out. Out of here to the light. Street.
Without being seen.
Yeah, being seen.
I don't really care about that bit. If we're outside, we're outside.
No, we need to not be seen.
Oh, all right.
I mean, you'll take what you give
him. Out of here?
Yes.
Yeah. Out of the building complex.
Oh, all right.
Out of the kingdom.
That's the one kingdom, yeah.
Oh, all right.
They show you that there is a crack in the back of the throne room. Which, just something through sheer age, an impossible crack in the wall, and with their scrounging little hands, they pull quite a lot of the rubble out and thus make it big enough for a tiny person to squeeze through. And they squeeze through and vanish into the night.
Just saying. Your magic's very, very flashy. But...
All right.
Don't
you hear echoing.
You're right.
You're all right.
After you.
Are you really intending to take him with us?
Well, hey, the jewel.
At the outside world. How exciting. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm so thrilled.
I roll my eyes and I'll start crawling through the crack, I guess.
Yeah, I'll follow you. All 11 of me will follow you.
You squeeze through. This is a very old and confusing place. Whole parts of it seem to have been abandoned, even though it's not even that big, but they've been locked in some kind of strange silence.
And lost all their sources of wealth.
Magical architecture.
Back on their manpower.
Yes,
magical architecture is the worst.
And it's quite possible that all the servants have been very drunk drinking the wealth for a while. But you managed to sneak through until you find yourself with the potential of a small window onto the street, which you could just hop through.
Oh, job done.
What is the street outside the window?
It is right near where you were waiting in the bar before.
So it does lead to outside the kingdom?
It does lead to outside the kingdom.
But the guards might be there.
They might have. There might be something out there.
I go put a grubby face against the window, I guess, see what's there.
You can't see anything yet.
Okay,
that's a good job. That's the best perception check I've heard in ages. Really like that one.
Yeah, I guess I open the window and gesture to one of you guys to climb out first.
All right, gonna spend one of your many friends who canonically you love very much.
Yeah. I'm too bad at being a leader, so I'm gonna do it myself.
You're gonna do it, okay. You're gonna hop out. So it's a bit of a grubby alleyway. You don't quite see what's around you. You're all going out there.
Yeah. I'll go last. But yeah.
It's at that point you see four enormous trolls at the end of the alley. We're like, is this where they're coming out? Oh, I think they'll probably come out the front door here. Oh, just make sure that they don't run off with all these gorgeous jewels that they'll have stolen. Yeah, we've got to get it back to our. What's that? What's this? This is giant trolls you saw at the beginning of the show, covered in jewels.
Oh.
Expecting wealth. All right, guys. Hand over what you've got, and it better be good.
It is a child.
I'm going to end the episode there. I'm going to end the episode there.
Take it. Please take it. Take your beautiful jewel.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at The Rusty Quill, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
to wrap up the episode. We haven't said bye or anything.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, bye.
Oh my god!
I don't know what I'm doing.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.